Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The happy hour is on.
To this warm June day.
Dude, it is toasty out there.
Is it? Because I am kind of cold in here.
Oh,
right
man,
now.
It's comfortable. It's chilly in here. Man, my butt was sweaty earlier. It is butt sweat season.
See?
It is.
So I've started wearing shorts that go just above the knee, which is the shortest shorts I've ever worn. I'm a little chilly.
Yeah, you should go a little higher, Nick.
A little higher?
Get
that higher inseam.
Oh, yeah.
7 inch.
Heck yeah.
Today is June 6th.
6-6.
Well, that's not where I was going with this.
Number of the Beast.
Well, we need one more.
Upon your suggestion, I have started watching Band of Brothers.
Oh, hell yes.
How far in are you?
Just 2.5 episodes.
Okay. So you're about to get to the, oh my gosh, you got so much greatness ahead of you. Because the early part is actually like the worst part.
You met David Schwimmer, though.
You did meet David Schwimmer.
How do you feel
about him? How much does that guy suck?
He sucked pretty bad.
Tool bag.
Not a good drill sergeant.
Today is the 79th anniversary of D-Day.
Uh-huh.
The landing on the beaches of Normandy. I saw this video earlier today. The caretakers of the Normandy Memorial Cemetery. This is where most of those who died fighting on D-Day are buried.
Mm-hmm.
The caretakers of this cemetery go down to the beach and they get sand and they wipe the sand, you know, the marble white simple crosses for the soldiers. And you know how the names are etched into the marble. They take the sand and they rub it over the names so that the names are highlighted a little more using the sand from the beach.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, me
they
either.
Do it every year
to everyone
for all 9,238
wow.
men and women who are buried at Normandy, the beaches of Normandy. And this is, you know, basically it overlooks the beach.
Wow. I didn't know that.
That's
powerful. Yeah.
That is powerful.
It is. It's very powerful. Very powerful. So just didn't want to let the day go on without acknowledging this very important day in world history.
Mm-hmm.
Very important day in world history. It's also important because of maybe some people might consider this to be a day that lives in infamy. Speaking of another historical day, when it comes to this LIV Golf PGA.
Oh, God. I was like, where are you going with this?
But I was thinking about this on the drive-in. And if you missed it, yes, the PGA Tour, the European Tour, and LIV Golf have all merged. And it's being done for the greater good of the game. We're bringing the game under one umbrella.
Mm.
And basically, the Saudi money is going to be used to fund this thing. So really, in many ways, this is the PGA Tour becoming LIV Golf. At some point, there will probably be team golf. Some of the concepts that have been brought to LIV will be brought to the PGA Tour. But from, you know, a greater perspective, we've spent the last year plus hearing the debates back and forth, hearing the PGA and some of its players, Rory McIlroy probably being the most vocal, who have been so adamant against what this tour is about. If you missed it earlier, we played you some audio from Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA, who...
Yeah, last year versus this year.
Last year said in response to those... It was a response to a story from the 9/11 Survivors Fund saying, you never have to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of that is completely out the window. But I was thinking about this on the drive-in. Do you know who the second leading money winner all time is on the PGA Tour?
My guess is it'd be Phil.
Obviously, we know who's
Tiger.
Number one.
Tiger's number one, yeah.
Number two on the list is Rory McIlroy.
Oh.
$72 million.
All time.
All time. That's just what he's made on tour.
That's crazy.
That's not counting.
Yeah,
that's not counting endorsements. That's not counting what he's done with the majors.
How long has he been playing now?
He won his first major in like 2012-ish. I mean, he's definitely been playing probably close to 15 years, Nick, on the professionally. Yeah, he's 34, so yeah, probably been since he was 18 or 19.
There's a lot of people that took very powerful stands last year.
07.
Rory being, of course, one of them. He's already got more than enough money. Is somebody going to actually say, you know what, I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm not going to do this anymore. Or are they just going to fall in line because the money is so great that it's too much to pass up?
Or just be, I mean, the third option would be, do they just keep playing because they like playing golf? And because this is how they make their living.
You can, but.
I mean, there's nowhere else to go, though.
Rory's made his living.
No, I'm saying because he just likes to play it.
You can play golf anytime you want. Now, I get it. There's the competitive side of it, being able to play with the best in the world. But there's obscene money that was already in this sport. If there was ever a chance for an actual players tour, these would be the guys that could pull it off. This isn't like auto racing where you got to have a bunch of investment and equipment and I mean, what's your expenses as a golfer? Travel and a swing coach, probably. If there was ever an opportunity for a band of people to get together and say, you know what? We'll make a change. We're going to say no to your blood money, and we're going to do it our own way. It's almost impossible for football players to do something like that if there was ever a moment, or baseball players, or even NBA players. This is a chance. I'm just saying, this is a chance if people really want to stand on principle.
Are you going to be upset if they don't?
No, I'm not going to be upset.
You sound like you're going to be upset.
I'll be pleasantly surprised if someone does. I won't be upset if they won't do it. But I'm also not going to listen to you rattle your gums anymore about standing on anything, because here's your chance. I mean, this dude, Jay Monahan, stabbed you all in the back. You went to bat for your league, the PGA Tour. You went to bat for this group. You went to bat for them. You stuck your neck out. You turned away nine-figure guaranteed money in some cases to not go over there to back the PGA. And then in one fell swoop, knife, right between the old shoulder blades. I'm just saying, there's a chance here. I'm not expecting it to happen.
I was going to say, I don't think there's a chance.
But if there was ever a group that could do it, it'd be professional golfers.
It definitely is the easiest, I mean, easiest in quotes, but it'd be an easier sport to do it with versus any of the other team sports, just given the nature of golf.
Absolutely. But I'm not expecting it.
I don't see it ever happening. I don't see that ever happening. He'll keep playing. Everyone else will keep playing.
Yeah, well.
Are you sure you're not going to be upset?
No.
You seem like you're upset.
Are you mad,
bro? I don't watch the crap anyway.
I know that. I know. You just said.
That's what I'm saying.
It just seems like it's going to bother you if they keep playing.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It didn't bother me that the Liv guys kept playing. I wasn't watching their crap anyway.
Well, yeah, it was really hard to.
It was.
To be fair.
I don't watch the PGA Tour. Bores the crap out of me. I am curious to know if I'll be less interested in the majors, even though the majors technically aren't a part of all of this because the Masters is run separately.
I mean, I feel like your interest has been dwindling in those anyway.
Oh, it has.
Since
it has.
I've known you.
It has. It's not as great as it used to be.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the majors?
I like them. I still watch them, you know, though I guess I didn't really watch a whole lot of the PGA. I missed a lot of the Masters this year, you know. A lot of it comes down to who's in it, you know, and what I have going on. I mean, sometimes I go out of my way, but not, I mean, certainly not like I do football.
Yeah.
You know, if I never watch golf on TV again, like, I could survive. I'll be okay.
I like watching golf, but I don't seek it. If it's on somewhere, then I'll watch it.
But you're not seeking it out.
I'm not seeking it out.
Yeah. And like, honestly, what you just said there, John, is what I keep coming back to today. There's so much chatter for something that it just seems like a lot of people just don't care. In the end, you don't watch golf, and yet we've talked about it probably for a good 45 minutes of the show.
Well, but I mean, it's what it represents.
Sure.
This is different than any other sports leagues or teams or mergers or anything of the business. This is completely and totally different than anything in history in sports because of just the diametrically opposed nature of what these two golf leagues represent from a golf's perspective, but more importantly, of where the money comes from and why it's being done.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it and completely different.
You know, and I read a excerpt from an Athletic piece earlier today, and it mentioned a soccer club in England, mm-hmm. Newcastle United, who just qualified for next year's Champions League. Obviously, we know what's happened with Liv, and they've also been involved in getting other soccer superstars to come to their leagues. And you just wonder, I mean, I know we wondered aloud off the air, at what point does it come for American franchises? You know, like in the sports that we truly care about. I'm talking the NFL. I'm talking the NBA. I'm talking, like, what's to stop that? Now, I know what's to stop it is the owner's not allowing it or the league's not allowing it. But would they, the question is actually, would they stop it? Would they say, no, you can't own the Washington Commanders?
Right.
You can't own the Los Angeles Clippers.
I heard someone today, I think it was Mark Schlabaugh of ESPN, said, you could have told me that Nick Saban was just announced as the new head coach of Auburn, and I would have been less surprised.
Hmm.
That's how surprising this was. And how much it didn't make sense. Because you say, you know, what if the PIF, you know, the Saudi fund that basically is, you know, putting money into all of this, what if they decided they wanted to invest in an NFL franchise or a Major League Baseball franchise? What's to stop them? Well, you're right. It's the owners.
Yeah,
the owners
them. Have it's to them vote saying, them no, you're not club. Allowed to.
But if this can happen, where it actually, it's about control of the sport, not control of a
of
franchise.
One franchise.
In the, this is about control of a sport.
Yeah.
And then this was able to happen, given all the vitriol that was out there. It's not insane to think that Roger Goodell and the other 31 owners would just go, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that league has been on the up and up about everything.
It wouldn't be unlike the NBA to do it. It wouldn't be unlike Major League Baseball to do it. I brought up a scenario off the air. We have all of these regional sports networks under the Diamond Sports umbrella, Bally Sports, that's going bankrupt. What's to stop the PIF from just buying those assets and having control of the TV rights for dozens of major league franchises from baseball to basketball to hockey?
Yeah.
What's to stop them from investing in stuff that more people care about beyond just golf, which has already been a big money sport, but for the most part, it's still a niche sport.
If you're talking about audience share,
It's still a niche sport.
It's not football, but it's not even basketball or baseball.
No. And that's the real question, and you wonder how far this all goes.
Yeah.
Matt writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, the PGA told Rory to do this. How welcome do you think Rory will be welcome with the Saudis? I think they're going to be fine with it. This is exactly what they want.
Yeah, it's PR.
They want all of the best golfers. Unless it's happening with their citizens inside their country, the Saudis probably are the one government on the face of the earth that gives zero you-know-whats about what other people say about
them. They can say they want. They won. They got what they won. They don't care.
This is why the PIF exists, to cleanse their reputation. They know their reputation is god-awful. They know their reputation around the world is terrible. They know their people are calling them names. Instead of fighting back on social media or filing lawsuits, they're just going to buy their way into your hearts.
Own the league.
That's what they want. They're doing exactly what they want. They're just, hey, you don't like me? Here's another $100. Oh, you don't like me? Here's another. Oh, you don't like me? Here's $1,000. Oh, you don't like me? Here's $1,000,000. Oh, you don't like me? Here's $2,000,000. That's what they're doing. So they don't care if Rory was bad-mouthing them. They'll be welcoming him with open arms saying, hey, welcome to the Players' Championship.
I'd love to give
Great
him a,
to have
love
you
to give
on
him a
board.
Trophy.
They'll be taking their pictures with the big plastic check. Coming up next, got an email regarding Nebraska's first season and if that should correlate to all seasons under Matt Rhule. We'll address that when we continue on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.